last day of DevCon and it's finishing in a couple of hours, so I guess you're all very tired. So we all appreciate you coming. So my talk is about licenses, open source licenses. Top it off. So it's going to be just a very quick overview and really a snapshot of the open sources, the open source blockchain projects, and which licenses they've chosen to work with in our space. So I'm going to just tell the little story of how I built the data for this sort of projects. I think it really speaks of how the open source community can work together towards a main common goal. So first of all, I started just building like my own list of open source blockchain projects out there, you know, manually. And then I thought I could crowdsource that that initiative, and I tweeted out and I posted on Reddit for people to help me out. And it was great because the list started growing. But then I was eventually pointed to the Sentiment API, which is actually great because thanks to them, I got a database of basically more than 1,000, at that time, more than 1,000 blockchain projects and their GitHub URLs. So that made it much, much, much easier for me, because that plus the fact that the GitHub API has a license endpoint made it so that I could just basically, you know, ping each one of these projects and see what license each one of them had, right? So, sounds simple. So in the end, I basically built a list of more than 1,500 projects and more than 10,000 repos, so each project has multiple repos inside of it. And so it's interesting because it actually gives us some, you know, data to analyze and gives us some data. So this is kind of what the data looks like. Although this graph itself isn't very useful because the size of the triangle here represents the amount of repos. So it's not a very, very, you know, useful data point itself, but it's fun nonetheless, and it's a pretty image. And just as a side note, so we have Ethereum here in the orangish red, right? And I think it's second place in terms of the amount of repos. First place goes to a Bitcoin Lightning project called the Ghost Token. And then there's a BitPay as well. So this is where we got more interesting data. So most of our repos in the blockchain space don't have license attributed to them. So 51% of them don't have a license. Okay? And I'll get back to the non-licensed projects right away. But before that, if we take those out, we can see that most of those projects, most projects that do have a license, choose MIT license. So 55% of them use the MIT license, followed by Apache with 15%, and then GPL3 with about 10. All of that followed by a diverse mix of GPL typed licenses, and then others. Right? Interesting licenses nonetheless, like unlicensed and do whatever you want with the license, and that kind of license. Now, I don't know how scientific this is, probably isn't at all, but I did find an inverse relationship between the number of words in license and the popularity of it. So it actually does make much sense, because if we want to really read the license and even understand what's in it, personally, I would choose a 172 word license than almost 6,000 word license, right? I would almost bet that maybe what 1, 2, 3, 5% of people who actually use the GPL3 license have read those 5,688 words. I'm not sure, but anyways. Yeah. So, you know, anyways, so that, I think that's an interesting one of the potential conclusion of this picture. This is a chart of the 2015 GitHub blog study on repo licenses. And in fact, if we compare it to today's blockchain space, at least, we see some tendencies, MIT being used more, gaining some space. So GPLv2 losing some, in my opinion, probably losing some to GPLv3. You know, some people, incorrectly so, think that GPLv3 is an evolution of GPLv2, which isn't really the case. Okay. I'm not going to go into those details. If you want to speak about that, see me after the talk. And Apache gaining some space as well. So lastly, just to go back to that non-licensed project, so we have 51% If we compare that to the same study on GitHub on that 2015 GitHub repo study, we see a clear tendency to not license our projects to our time, which is basically not a big shame, because when we don't license a project, it has a default like copyrighted license, so we should really be aware of that as a community. And also, if we take this last 2015 data point, we're basically at least ahead in terms of that overall 2015 stat and today. Even though we're at 51% and it's a big number and we should probably try to reduce that, at least we're gonna. So that's all I got. If you want to talk more about the types of licenses and why to choose one over another, you know, this is only 5 minutes, I don't have the time to do that. But if you want, we can talk about that later. Although I do worry, I'll be talking about Pegasus, Hyperledger, and why we chose that Apache 2.1 license a lot. That's all. Thanks everybody.